Well, good afternoon, and we are back again. Look like the time flies so fast. We're here after returning from another week. You are tuned in to the Raymond Hall Show, and I am excited this week because sometimes you have shows that you just really enjoy, and today we have one of those shows. I'm here with Jackery Cochran and Gwen Stokes from Kirkland Academy, and I want to just put this right out there. Everybody thinks about the difference between a job and service. On the job, you're doing something to make money for you. When you give service, you're doing something to help someone else. These two ladies that are to my left and to my right, they're part of the Kirkland Academy, and their whole thing is about doing something for someone else. And what makes this remarkable, you know, here at the Raymond Hall Show, you know what it's about. It's about the Raymond Hall Show, a different conversation. Your service is a different conversation. What we do, that's one thing. The service of us is something totally different. Sometimes those things don't even look the same. So this show is all about service. We highlight seniors and we highlight veterans because those are the clear demonstrations in our community of those persons that have given service. Yeah, we saw the basketball game last night and some people got off. 3-0 is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? So they put some work in. But it's one thing to look at a basketball player and model your life after a basketball player than to look at your neighbor, someone that has given service in the community. Who helped to build that school? Who helped to build that park? Who helped to advocate for that stop sign so the kids could cross? Those are heroes that are far more important to the quality of life than someone playing basketball. Basketball is important. We all need to be have some type of entertainment. So our guest today in studio is Kirkland Academy, and their service has to do with our future, the future of the community. Now, I'm not talking about what's there now. I'm talking about all of the possibilities of what the community is going to look like. If you haven't guessed yet, we are going to be talking about some people who care for kids so much and so deeply that their job is their service. In Kirkland Academy, they teach the kids. They teach the kids math and science and take them on trips and just all kinds of things. And we have a call-in guest. Our call-in guest is Jackie DuPont Walker. She's director of Southern California Lay, and she's going to be calling in shortly. So we're going to introduce our guests. I'm going to say hello to Ms. Cochran, Jackie, and Ms. Stokes. How are you all doing today?
I'm fine.
We're doing very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I am so glad to have you in this studio.
Oh, we're excited to be here.
Okay.
You
all have to know something. I got to tell the whole truth. Now, you know me. It's hard for me to keep anything. I celebrated my 17th year anniversary with my heart transplant on June the 6th.
Wow.
And when I walked into the church Sunday, I saw, Jackie, you were inventorying books.
Oh, yes.
We were cleaning
up the library.
Yeah, you were cleaning up the library with books. And, you know, I like to have takeaways from church.
Uh-huh.
And I love the pastor, but sometimes that's not my takeaway. And my takeaway this Sunday was you all's preparation for the children.
Oh, thank you.
And that just stayed with me. That gave me another marker that God has blessed me to have one more day that I can see something and experience something that I had not seen before.
Great.
I see how you all feed them and teach them, and it's just incredible. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do something that's hard for me. I'm going to be quiet. I need you all to tell me or tell we're internet based. Okay. So what's important to me is service. And we need to support the service that you all provide to those children.
Okay.
I like when I talk with you and you said our thing is we're serving underserved communities.
True.
Okay. They're not looking up beating the stick at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. They ain't crying. You know, if I don't do my part, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is free to do whatever they want to do. These ladies are doing their part. So talk to us about how did Kirkland Academy get started? Where did it all come from?
Well, in Raymond, thank you so much for having us on.
Oh, you're welcome.
Our program was really started in 2008.
Okay.
A winter program.
Okay.
Tutoring program. And it was the dream of our supervisor at the time. We're in AME Church.
Right.
Mrs. Mary Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
She was the bishop's wife.
Right. Uh-huh.
And they were assigned to the 5th Episcopal District, although this was also their home. They grew up in lived here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to have the AME churches open their doors to serve the communities around the church.
Okay.
And her first idea was to have one pilot church in each of the districts.
Okay.
Conferences across the Episcopal District,
okay.
Our 5th District.
Okay.
And so Grant started up the program. We had a startup program, winter program, tutoring.
Mm-hmm.
And we tutored during the week.
Mm-hmm. So now how long was the winter program in this pilot session? How long was it in pilot
It's still
session?
Going
it
on.
It continues today.
Right? Is
we
that
still
right?
Continue. Yes.
Okay.
We run the program from the end of September until May.
Okay.
And it's a once a week drop-in tutoring system session. Gwen can tell you a little more about what we did this particular year because we had a small group of children. It's much smaller than the summer program.
Mm-hmm.
But it began in 2008, and it has evolved into, we think, a really effective program for the children we serve.
Okay. So how did you all provide for the winter program when it first started?
Well, when the winter program we tutor them
mm-hmm.
in math
mm-hmm.
and reading and
mm-hmm.
writing
mm-hmm.
and research. And what we did this year is that the children will come in. We have three teachers,
mm-hmm.
and they basically will rotate in the 2 hours to the three teachers. So they'll have about 45 minutes with each teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And they're broken up into groups by age mm-hmm. or grade level.
Now you just touched on something new for me, the math and stuff I got. Research?
Yes.
We're teaching the children research.
They did research papers. Jackie did that. I think they did biographies.
They did it's all expository,
uh-huh.
so it's real life. They did biographies. They did a biography, and they did a report on an animal that they were not familiar with.
Wow.
And the idea was to use the internet and to use books. And Raymond, we had a set of encyclopedias donated.
Okay.
The children were just amazed that the encyclopedias contained information. They're so used to getting it online.
Right.
So many times they would say, can I see if my information, I can find information in the encyclopedia.
Wow.
So the idea was to actually learn to take research, call it out, and put it into a format in which you could inform others.
Wow.
So I told them, I said, if it's an animal I've never heard of, I want to be able to read your report and learn about it.
Wow.
And then the biography, they actually had a chance to choose a person that they did not know and to develop a biography.
Wow.
About that person.
You know, you're introducing research at a very early age.
Yes.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's a whole lot of people pay research as good money.
That's right.
CIA, FBI, they always researching something, y'all.
True.
But, okay, so winter program, mm-hmm. it starts and it's an ongoing pilot.
Yes, it started as a pilot, but then every year we would do the same thing. We
okay.
would invite children in. We feed them.
Okay.
And then we educate them.
Okay. This is going to happen often in this show today. It's not an infomercial where you know, buy some kind of exercise machine. But this is the Raymond Hall Show, and it's about service. And I need everyone to pay attention. if our children don't get a chance, our communities don't have a chance. The people who give our children a chance are the Kirkland Academy spread throughout this nation. I'm not concerned about the Chinese. So we're here for the whole hour with Kirkland Academy and talk about the things they do. We're going to take a quick break because our call-in guest is on the line, and we are going to be talking with Director Jackie DuPont Walker about the Lake Convention. We'll be right back. And we are back. Jackie, are you there?
I am here, Brother Raymond. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fabulous. I am here in studio with Sister Gwen and Sister Jackie, and now we have you, Director of Southern California Lay Organization, on the line to talk to us about the Lay Institute.
This must be a day for the Church of Allen.
Hey,
good afternoon,
that's
Sister
right.
Jackie and Sister Gwen.
Okay.
Hello, Sister Jackie.
I'm Miss DuPont Walker.
Okay. We are so excited that Lay Institute 2017 takes place tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And we invite all of the listeners of the Raymond Hall Show, if you're serious about your Christian walk and you're ready to serve, to spend tomorrow with us at New Philadelphia AME Church, 6380 Orange Avenue in the city of Long Beach. We start at 8 a.m. and end at 5 p.m., and the registration includes a very delicious lunch.
Mm.
We're focusing on not settling for nothing but the best.
Wow.
Because we know in ministry now, it is needed not only because it's what God calls us to do, but because our people and our community need us to give nothing but the best.
Right, right. That is so powerful, Jackie. I am so excited about being there. I was really excited about being there, but then when you mentioned that good food, I'm going to show up early, okay? people, this show, the Raymond Hall Show, is about service. And I'm going to say something to you. Those people who don't study, you can do whatever it is that you want to do. But I just want to tell you to look at something plain and simple. When you study any of those understandings, me, I hold to God and I hold to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's me. But I have to accept the fact that there are other beliefs and other understandings in the world. And that's fine. That's what the world is all about. But what I'm saying is when you look into anything, at the core of everything, it's about service. And if you really want to have an understanding, God created the heavens and the earth, everything, before he created man. So he created everything that we was going to need, and then he created us and told us to take care of it and told us to take care of each other. Jackie DuPont Walker is talking to you about the Lay Institute so you can have an understanding how your house of faith fits in your community. Open up your understanding, grab a book and a pen, come to hear what they're talking about. If it works, use it and put some work in through service. If it doesn't work, you've had a good meal. Jackie.
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to tell us? How many workshops are there?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you about the workshops. And
okay.
One is going to be co-led by you, Brother Hall.
Yes.
Learn about veterans' rights and benefits of our elders.
Right.
And here, if there's a veteran in your life, or if you're a veteran, if they're elders and we're trying to understand how they can stretch their income, how they can do better with their home, their mortgage, their health, their transportation, AARP will be there to talk about those benefits for those persons, actually under 50 now,
mm-hmm.
but definitely for the elders, and Brother Hall will be there to talk about veterans.
Okay.
We believe that our public education system has never been designed to do everything,
mm-hmm.
and so the Kirkland Academy is one of those examples of moving beyond the public education system to back up what is happening there and to support it. we're talking about the commitment of the AME Church to education. How do we take Vacation Bible School to the next level? How do we take the model of a Freedom School and make it something we do in our churches so that our kids' genius can be brought out in a way that they lead the world as they already have? And that's going to be workshop number two. Number three and four is going to talk about leadership, passing the mantle, passing the baton. We're watching the aging of valued organizations in the church and in the community. So does my entry mean your exit if I'm a young person to an older person? No. There's room for you to stay in the game. And so we'll have those two workshops separate because we know that's going to be highly, highly subscribed.
Okay.
Then how do I find out what I'm supposed to do, what God has called me to do? We'll have a workshop on finding what we're supposed to do, taking care of business, which would be some good news for everyone. And then finally, our intensive seminar is about forget-me-not, Alzheimer's and dementia that is disproportionately impacting our community. That's mm-hmm. going to be a two-hour intensive. How do we get that ministry started in our churches? How do we help elders in our churches that don't have someone around them to be a support system? Where are the resources? What can the church do? What should the church be doing to really help take care of those who've given so much and may need us at a critical time now? Those are the workshops.
Okay.
You can come. If you're AME, it's good. If you're not AME, this is designed for any faith community trying to do God's work.
Okay. Well, we thank you so very much, and I know you're a very busy person, so we're not going to hold you on the line. Thank you so very much in calling in and letting us know. Now, one last time, give us the address of the venue again.
New Philadelphia AME Church, 6380 Orange Avenue in the city of Long Beach. The number there is 310-422-9300 for directions when you're on the way. We'll look forward to seeing you in the morning.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
And I will definitely see you tomorrow, okay?
Yes. All right.
Now, we thank Jackie Dupont Walker for that information. I want to tell you something. This isn't about supporting a church with me. Communities have pillars in them. You have employment pillars. You have health pillars. You know, your Watts Health Foundation and those things mm-hmm. that surround Grant and WCAC, the economic engine of Grant. This is because you know, I'm involved in certain things. So you've got to have at least three pillars. People don't want to deal with it, but we're talking about health here. Okay, so when you have the economic engine in the community and you have the health platform in the community, you still need something that speaks to the spirit of us. Okay, and no matter what your house of faith or your house of worship is, dementia is an issue across the board.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Children underserved is an issue across the board.
Yes.
Okay. I think that everybody should enjoy the fruits of their labor. I'm going to stay on this side of understanding, but you're supposed to enjoy your life. You're supposed to enjoy the fruits of your life. You're supposed to have the car that you want and the house that you want and be able to travel like you want. But you're supposed to remember that you also have a responsibility to the community. You have a responsibility to your neighbor. You have a responsibility to a stranger. And that's why this show today is dedicated with service. I have giants. I am surrounded by giants. These two ladies are giants because their service is so monumental that it speaks over into other generations. Now, why is this important to be on the Raymond Hall Show? Your service is required, too. You know, I'm an old Marine, so don't look for me to put no makeup on it, okay? You ain't going to starve if you just get a two-piece chicken box instead of three. Send Kirkland Academy some of that money, or send the organization that catches your heart. Where's your support? If you enjoy church, enjoy church. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about don't Don't dial me up. Don't send me an email talking about the president. If you sitting up holding on your, some of y'all got so much money, you lean. Your wallet's so fat that when you sit down, you lean in. You know what I'm saying? And you try to ask for something for children, and it's like, hey, everybody get quiet. Foley on. What's going on in our community? If we had beans, everybody ate beans, and them beans was good. We used to pile in a pickup truck and go where we want. I haven't seen nobody. Oh, that's against the law, huh? Okay, we back to with Kirkland Academy. You know me. I can get upstream. So I'm just saying, look, service is important.
Yes, it is.
If you want to know why your community falling apart, look at your own service. Michael Jackson said, man in the mirror. I can't say it any further. So now we were talking about structure. Now we're going to talk about
our summer program.
Your summer program.
Correct.
Okay.
Well,
so you got so busy with the winter program.
We decided, let's extend the tutoring through the summer.
Okay.
But then we said, well, maybe it's not tutoring. It should be something that's a little different.
Okay.
And that came from some research that was done through UCLA and a study that said children enjoy summer programs if it's different than what they're doing in the winter.
Wow.
So we decided, okay, we had four goals. Number one, we wanted to expose children to technology, science, engineering, and math, the STEM program.
Okay.
And now we call it STEAM. Many agencies are now calling it STEAM because they've added the component of art to the program.
Okay.
So in 2013, we started our first summer program where we were going to focus on providing an academic focus for children to provide a nutritious meal for them when they were while they were out of school because many of the schools were no longer having summer school.
Right.
And many of our children in the community depend on the schools for their sustenance and their nutrition during the year, and that's another issue. The third one was we wanted to increase the cultural capital of our children, bring them out of the community, and to also take them into their community.
Okay. Many now, set it one more time. Cultural capital.
Cultural capital.
I like that.
Yes. And so to that end, we started taking them to museums and to other places, the aquarium, kids' space. We would take the children on field trips to reinforce the things that they had learned during the particular week. And then the fourth goal was to provide a safe environment, which research says that all parents, regardless of socioeconomic status, want their children to be in a safe environment.
So a safe environment while they're in the program or safe in – okay.
During the summer.
Okay.
Where can I send my child so that I know that they're safe?
Okay. And how much time do they spend there at the program each day?
They're there all day.
Oh, wow.
When we first started, was it 8 o'clock?
Correct.
We would serve them breakfast, and we were there until 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And that was a very, very long day. We've kind of modified it over the years, and I think this year we're going to
7:30 to 4:30.
7:30 to 4:30.
Right. Okay, that's
it's all still day. All day.
Still all day.
Yeah. They have lunch, they have breakfast, a snack in the morning, lunch, and a snack in the afternoon.
Wow.
And when we go on the field trips, the agency that provides the food for us, because we're part of feeding children while they're out of school, so we're an agency site. We have a professional kitchen at our church. We're blessed to have that. And we have a whole volunteer staff that's trained to actually prepare the meals. But they're delivered by an agency to our church.
Okay. Now, speaking of volunteers, what is it that you all need let's talk about what you need as well as let's talk about if you wanted to expand into other areas, what would you need to do that?
Well, one of our greatest needs right now really would be volunteers.
Okay.
And volunteers must be cleared through our Protect Your Ministry.
Right.
So we do background checks.
Okay.
And then they have to have the child abuse, sexual abuse training.
Okay.
Which we can provide on site.
Okay.
The background check is done electronically. And it's those two simple steps. And then they're cleared to work with our children.
Okay.
In the
now,
program.
What would they be volunteering to do?
Well, we have there's different positions. In the morning, the children are – it's structured more like the winter program. And so every year we have a theme. And this year we have 2 weeks where the themes are Ice Age
Okay.
Where they'll be studying prehistoric mammals.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one is Solid as a Rock, where they'll study like they're geologists.
Okay.
And they'll study about rocks and the formation of rocks and the different types of rocks.
Okay.
So in the mornings, they're structured in four parts where they go to four periods. Mm-hmm. They'll have a reading session mm-hmm. where they have a teacher. And you don't have to be a licensed teacher,
okay.
to teach them. You just have to be smarter than a fifth grader.
Some are fifth graders, pretty smart.
Some of them are.
They are.
Yeah.
Our children are very, very smart, and they catch on very, very quickly.
Right.
But anyway, so they would have a math component in the morning. Mm-hmm. They would have a craft session mm-hmm. where they would go out and make something that has to do with the theme. Mm-hmm. Then they would have a reading writing session mm-hmm. and then they have a session that we call the expert session. That's where they learn about the theme of the week.
Okay.
So now, we need people to help with the children, people that would be a lead teacher or an assistant in the mornings. Mm-hmm. Then the afternoons, we do different projects. We do car races. We we have a carnival one day. Mm-hmm. And so we just need people that can come fill in. We do yoga with the children.
Now, you know I'm going to back up on this. Car racing.
They make cars.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Right.
Yes.
That's a little different.
And
I just have
a friend that designed a racetrack.
Okay.
That's about 16 feet. They make the little Pinewood Derby.
Okay.
They sand it down, paint it, design it. We put wheels on it, and
they race it.
We have a car race.
Wow.
And each year, this is interesting, you'll notice that most of our things are very high adventure.
Right.
More what we would consider, quote, boy activities.
Okay.
Because we find that girls like boy activities. They do.
Okay.
So the car races, that was something that we designed originally. We said, this will be great for the boys. They'll really love it. Mm-hmm. They'll learn a little about friction and momentum mm-hmm. and design. Mm-hmm. Each year, the winner has been a girl
mm-hmm.
for
you know
5
why?
Years, for 4 years.
I can tell you why. I was a boy before I was a man. I can tell you why. Y'all like to beat us.
Exactly.
Y'all like that. I'm going to beat up on you. Okay. So the volunteers now, do they have to sign up for a whole lot of time or can they just sign up for what they can volunteer for?
They can sign up for whatever time they have available.
Wow. That's nice.
Our teachers pretty much are there every day.
Okay.
But someone that would come in to assist the teacher can come for an hour. They can mm-hmm. come for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. They can come for a day.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever is convenient for them.
Okay. So
we found that people that start out saying, oh, I'll give you a couple of hours, mm-hmm. they stay all day.
Right.
They really
That's
do.
So
they
nice.
Love the kids.
That's so nice.
Now, in addition to the instructional component, we also have an operational component and a cafeteria component. So if you would just like to come and help serve.
Okay.
But that one requires not only the background check
mm-hmm.
and the required child abuse sexual harassment training,
mm-hmm.
but you also have to have the food service training.
Food service training.
And
okay.
we can that connect them with that.
Okay.
And because we have strict guidelines in the kitchen. I don't even go in the kitchen.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I stand at the door and I go, I need... And so we're very strict because our program requires that we keep a safe environment. Because remember, parents want their children in a safe environment, not only physically safe,
mm-hmm.
but emotionally safe.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot
health-wise.
Of things that health-wise and clean food.
Uh-huh.
So those are the areas. We also need people, mm-hmm. men or women, who'd like to just sit outside and kind of keep things kind of in an orderly manner. We call it security.
Okay.
They're not armed, but mm-hmm. They just kind of watch out for the children, make sure that they're staying in the area. Areas that they're supposed to.
Mm. Now, that's outside in the immediate vicinity of the church?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Because they go out and we use part of the parking lot is cordoned off. And then we have a yard because, you know, we have the two houses
right.
Next to the church and we use that yard for play.
Okay.
And they do activities also outside.
Okay. Yeah. So primarily the volunteers, I've already said, everybody needs financial support.
Correct.
So just because the ladies are nice and don't say it, I'm saying to you, you can be of service. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, if you're so busy, but that touches your heart, just think of something. We're talking about the next generation. Now, are they going to take a stand in the community Or are they going to take a stand in front of a judge? Or are they going to take a stand in front of other foolishness, no matter what it may be? We've got to do what we're supposed to do through service for the community. So however you have a time, a talent, or a resource, do that. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about someone that was just near and dear to all of us. Yeah. And I would be definitely remiss if we didn't talk about the effect that she had on us as a body.
Right.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
And we are back. We're here with Gwen and Jackie of Kirkland Academy. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Pastor Rumpf, the pastor of Grant AME Church. I mean, he loves children. I see him get excited when the children get to speak. Mm-hmm. And, well, let me put it like this. He gets excited when everybody gets to speak. He's a good man.
Yes,
but
he is.
I do know he's very supportive of the children.
Right.
There was one person that just touched us all. And there have been people when people have called me and say, hey, so-and-so is gone. We know Jamaica, we know Hawaii, we know China, we know Paris. So my first thought is they on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard the news that Rhonda was gone, Miss Bradford, these were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you all are always taking these kids somewhere, so I just thought it was a field trip.
Right.
Right. And when they told me she had passed on, she's a person where I just had to sit down, because in Sunday school, I would watch them kids come in as little bitty little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's my understanding that she had such a great effect on the Kirkland Academy as well.
She absolutely did. Rhonda was one of our earlier 2Ts. She came for tutoring when we first began in 08.
Okay.
And then she grew into a young lady, and she kind of graduated out of the tutoring program. Mm-hmm. And when we started the summer program up in 13, she started coming to assist.
Mm-hmm.
And just learned the skills and just became more and more involved. And I saw her talents and all.
Mm-hmm.
And I started passing things off to her, because mm-hmm. I realized she had a knack for knowing the children,
mm-hmm.
Knowing which groups to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
She could garner them, gather them, and move them while they were out on the playground.
Mm-hmm.
And they listened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And they just simply loved her.
Mm-hmm.
So this
and
last
she was,
year—
she was a child.
She was a child. She was mm-hmm. 21 years old.
Yeah, she was.
And this last year, she was in charge of making sure that all of the chaperones were matched with the children. She created her list, got them on the buses, and— you know, check them off. She was just phenomenal.
Wow.
And we lost her this year she had sickle cell anemia.
Okay.
And we lost her due to complications because of that.
Yeah.
And the church, it did impact us.
Yes.
Because she was such a wonderful spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when a young spirit leaves like that, there's mm-hmm. such an impact mm-hmm. on those of us that are left
mm-hmm.
because we realize all of the things that she was not able to see and do
right.
in her short life.
Right.
But she had a great impact on us.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we're going to do this year is our older children,
mm-hmm.
because now we have expanded into a middle school freshman and high school program.
Okay.
They are going to be doing a service project for Camp Crescent.
Okay.
And Camp Crescent is a camp designed to support children with sickle cell anemia.
Oh, wow.
And Miss Alexis Jackson, who's a graduate of USC,
mm-hmm.
is a member of our church.
Okay.
And she's an artist, and she's our art consultant for Kirkland Academy.
Right.
She's working with Camp Crescent, and she will be working with the kids on creating some projects to take to the camp
okay.
so that those children have a chance to participate in some craft activities. So there, our children are learning to give,
right?
You know, and not just to receive.
Right. It's interesting to me how service comes about. Mm-hmm. We didn't know the story like the Creator knew the story. He said, I'm going to give you somebody for a little while, mm-hmm. but she's going to be a blessing to you for mm-hmm. much more longer.
Right.
Yeah. So I just salute her and her family and her mom and just everybody. Service comes in all kinds of models. I'm not going to move away from this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I'm here because of service. You know, I'm here because someone left this earth, and through that contribution of their heart, I continue. I felt a little bad because I remember God told somebody, don't you go and count nothing. I didn't tell you to count nothing. So yesterday, the other day, I said, well, let me see how many people left. Okay, I should have left that alone.
Yeah.
A whole lot of them gone. You be getting one and oh, when is my... he told them, don't count. He ain't told me to count nothing. What he said was, I have a reason for your life. And if you want to know what that reason is, look at those who came before you. And then you make a commitment to be of service that will, to those who will come after you.
Right.
Well, Lord, what am I supposed to use? Boy, you've been talking ever since you got here. Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk intelligently.
Right.
So your contributions are not foreign to you. The things that you're supposed to give your service with is not foreign to you. You all have a heart and a love for these children, and you have these wonderful ideas that you put together for the children, and here we are, winter program, summer program, the elementary school
program
that you were talking about.
Right. The elementary summer program is called Labor of Love Day Camp.
Okay.
And that's the one that has the theme each week.
Okay.
The new program that will begin on Monday, which uh-huh. is the 12th, is called STEM Mania.
Okay.
And it's for 7th, 8th, and 9th graders in the fall. They'll
okay.
be 7th, 8th,
now,
and 9th
now
graders
how
in
do,
the fall.
How does someone contact Kirkland Academy? How do they contact you? How do they?
Well, we still have slots available for both programs,
mm-hmm.
and they can call the church.
Okay.
The church number is area code 323.
Okay.
561.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, 564-1151. That's area code 323-564-1151.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're going to try to repeat that a couple of times before we end. We've got about a quarter of an hour left, but we're going to repeat that again just in case people didn't have their pens with them. You can also go to, now are you all on the church's webpage?
We are, but the webpage is down currently,
mm-hmm.
so it won't be up until the Facebook is available. If you go on Facebook and you search for Kirkland Academy, mm-hmm. applications are available online there.
Okay.
And
all
we
right.
have an administrator that monitors those and will pull those applications. Or you can go to the church. We're located at 105th and Central.
Okay.
The address is 10435 South Central Avenue.
Okay.
The offices are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 until 5.
Okay.
And you can simply go there and pick up an application.
Okay. So there's several ways that they can contact people and find
absolutely.
Out. Okay.
Right. And Raymond, I don't know if we have time, but this program is done through total volunteers and total donations.
Mm-hmm.
We ask for a $10 donation for
mm-hmm.
children
mm-hmm.
if they can afford it. If
mm-hmm.
they can't, we turn no one away.
Okay.
Right. That they can do that.
We were talking because everybody has a responsibility to give service. Corporations, sole proprietorships, B corporations. Have you looked at your contribution? as corporate officers and business persons, have you looked at your contribution? You know, I'm not here to sell anything. I tell you, there's no money that comes into me. Everything that makes this show happen comes from me, and that's only because God blesses me to be able to have it. I'm here. We're inside of Morris Media Studios. It's a technically advanced studio. Felicia Morris, the engineer, has a rich history in her family. Her dad is the one that helped me along the way to be able to be here today. So you have to help somebody. So if you look at the bottom line in your corporation and you can sponsor some children at the Kirkland Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a tax write-off?
Absolutely.
They can make the check out to the church, and they can get a tax write-off.
Absolutely.
Okay, and yes. For that write-off, you're going to help some child along the way into the next generation. Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the next generation, I like that. There was a young man that I was walking today. His name was Adrian, and I don't know why, he just had this respectful energy. And I said, "What's your name?" He said, "Adrian, sir." Mm. I said, "Where you going?" He said, "I'm going to school." He said, "This is our last day. I'm graduating this year. I'm headed to college."
Oh my!
So I told Adrian, you listen to the Raymond Hall Show because I'm going to give you a shout out. I want you to go as far as your abilities will take you. You are mindful to be respectful, and that carries its own way. Have service with your life, whether your name is Adrian or your name is whatever it is. There are three things that's important, and these giants of service that are to my left and to my right, this is important. You get one gift is the gift of coming to the earth. You want to act like you had control of it. You had nothing to do with it. That was your gift, coming to the earth. The second gift that you get is the gift of your name once you get here. That's why you should do something to protect your name. Now, we all, and don't get me wrong, I've had it too. We all have those periods in our lives where we're not as conscious about doing something to uphold the fact that the first gift that you got here once you get here is your name. Okay? Your mother gave it to you through joy and pain, so... Oh, that's a Frankie Beverly song too, huh?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah, but that's the first gift you get once you get here.
Yes.
Now, the third gift is a gift that you can give. It's a gift of service. So you get the gift of coming here, you get the gift of your name, and you get the gift of giving. So you corporate people who have these wonderful things that you do in the world and around the world, look to Kirkland Academy. Is that your next engineers? Are those your next attorneys? Are those your next? Give them an opportunity to study the ice and the dinosaur and then study new engineering systems that may be on Mars.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the $10 is important. But if you got $200,000, they'll take that too.
Right.
Okay. So now, where are we? We've got...
Okay. You know the themes for our two summer programs, and some of the activities that the children will be participating in is the older children are going to build marble roller coasters.
Okay.
They have to design a roller coaster that stops safely and delivers the marble safely at the end.
Wow.
They are also going to use gyros to talk about potential energy,
okay,
kinetic energy,
okay,
centrifugal force.
Okay.
They're going to talk about ecology,
okay,
and marine biology,
okay,
and they will actually visit the sea lab at Redondo Beach.
Wow.
The younger children are going to talk about rocks and different types of rocks. Mm-hmm. They're going to visit the wash at Eaton Canyon Nature Center up in Altadena, and
okay,
they are touring with with geologists who will be talking to them about the different types of rocks and how they formed our Earth.
Okay.
They're also going to open geodes, and they're going to begin a rock collection.
I'm excited.
And learn a game called Mancala, which comes from our native continent of Africa.
Uh-huh.
And it's a wonderful game of strategy, and it's a fun game. So the children are going to actually make a mancala and take it home to teach their family.
I better write that down.
Right. Mancala. And then the last one is the actually it's the third one. It's the middle one, which is the story about the mammals, ancient mammals.
Mm-hmm.
We were actually going to study the saber-toothed tiger and the dire wolf a couple of years ago when we did dinosaurs, until the research revealed that they weren't even around at the same time. So we revised our curriculum because we really focus on making sure that we are authentic
right.
with our research. So we actually did a period on the dinosaurs and the dinosaur period, the Jurassic period, and now we're going to be into the period of the early mammals. And one of the things that we're finding out is that humans were around during this period, and this could have contributed to the extinction of some of the mammals.
Wow.
So
so the saber-toothed tiger was not around during
with the dinosaurs. No. Wow. And so they're going to visit the tar pits and the La Brea tar pits and the George Page Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So those are their field trips, the three field trips. And the field trips are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
We don't charge the children for it. We take all of the children. We also have T-shirts so that they look like the other children that are on the field trips.
Right.
And all of these things are done through donations.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's why we were talking about the corporate sponsorship.
Correct.
Okay. Because the true cost for a child to attend the Kirkland Academy for 2 weeks is
about $200.
It's about $200.
Yeah, it's about $200.
Right.
We have to solicit that type of donation in order to do it at a quality level.
Okay.
Because every child takes a project home almost every day. They take a project home to share with their family. And we find that they come back very excited.
Right.
Gwen's going to tell you a story about a display of an aquarium because we do unusual things. And so we said, let's find out what's happening on the bottom of the ocean where there is no sunlight.
Okay.
And animals and plants are bioluminous.
Uh-huh.
And
so what did you find?
Well, each child did a diorama of the deep.
Mm-hmm.
In the abyss level.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one young man one child, and he was in the program from the very beginning. And last year, so he'd been there about 3 years, and so last year he came up and he volunteered. He says, you know that diorama I did in the deep? He says, anytime anyone comes to visit our house, my mother makes me bring out the diorama.
Wow.
Because
that's impressive.
Oh, yeah. We made the animals in the diorama. We painted them in glow-in-the-dark paint.
Mm-hmm.
We found some black lights, flashlights, to put in the diorama. So when you turn the flashlight on, everything is black, and everything pops up in color.
Wow.
And so he says, my mother makes me bring this out every single time someone comes to show what I did.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. I am so excited about what you all are doing.
Well, thank you. We are excited about it, too.
We are
grateful to the volunteers. I hope some of them are listening because they are just invaluable.
Okay.
And, you know, we want to thank Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas and Councilman Marquise Dawson because they have every year supported us with some transportation support.
Okay.
And they are doing that again this year. So we want to thank them publicly for that.
Okay. Well, I would be remiss without thanking everyone that helped to make this show possible.
Thank you.
It's too many people to call because somebody will say that I miss them. I didn't call their name.
Right.
My phone would be ringing. Raymond, you didn't call my name. Okay, so I'm just going to put everybody in the everyone category.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Service. I don't care how you turn it around or turn it upside down, it's required. We cannot do anything about our yesterdays. They are what they are in our yesterdays. But today you can make a difference to have some service in your life. That's what these ladies do. And they do it not knowing the outcome, not knowing that someone may be lost, not knowing. They just do their best with the best that they have. And it's contagious.
Thank you.
Makes you smile.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes the best way to help is to help from afar. You don't have to know the name of the person that you help all the time. Just say, hey, I'm going to help those kids at Kirkland Academy. I'm going to help the kids that's in whatever the Kirkland Academy is in my neighborhood or in my state. It's, you know, someone can look at this in across the country, across the world. We are here to bring you examples of service. The clearest demonstration of service is that veteran. No veteran gets rich. I mean, maybe them generals do, but folk like me, we didn't get that. We weren't thinking about getting rich going in service. You go in service for whatever reason, but service catches up with you. And so service is what you all do. I am honored to have you here at the Raymond Hall Show. And we want to invite you back again. We want to say, however, we can be supportive of you all at the Kirkland Academy. You let us know.
Okay.
Again, what's the telephone number that they can call?
Okay, it's area code 323-564-1151. And the address at the church is 10435 South Central Avenue. And that's Los Angeles 90002.
Okay. You all get in the game. Put some work in. Help Kirkland Academy build the community for tomorrow. The time has just gone by. This is Raymond Hall with the Raymond Hall Show with Gwen and with Jackie. I am thankful, and we are going to say good evening. Thank Director Jackie DuPont-Walker for calling, telling us about the Lay Institute. We will see you next week, and we will be talking about other issues of interest and demonstrating the benefits of service. What does your service look like? Have a good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Raymond Hall Show.
Thank you, Raymond.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.